Trump's AI meeting could upend global AI competition this week. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde, and number 9,650. The Stanford 2026 AI Index report shows U.S. private AI investment at $285.9 billion in 2025 versus China and #X27, $12.4 billion, a 23-to-1 ratio, yet U.S. models lead Chinese counterparts by only 2.7 percentage points on benchmark performance as of March 2026. Donald Trump and #X27. S meeting with Xi Jinping in Beijing this week occurs at a critical moment when the AI capability gap between the US and China has narrowed significantly, requiring institutional investors in semiconductors and AI to reassess capital allocation over the next 36 months. The US and China have traded the lead in AI model performance multiple times since early 2025, indicating the competitive advantage is increasingly unstable despite America and #X27's substantially higher investment levels. Donald Trump's meeting with Xi Jinping in Beijing this week arrives at the precise moment when the gap between U.S. and Chinese AI capabilities has narrowed to a margin that no longer gives Washington the luxury of strategic patience, and every institutional investor with exposure to semiconductors, cloud infrastructure, or frontier AI models needs to understand what that means for capital allocation over the next 36 months. The numbers frame the stakes with precision. The Stanford 2026 AI Index report puts U.S. private AI investment at $285.9 billion in 2025, dwarfing China's $12.4 billion by a factor of 23-to-1. On paper, that looks like dominance. The operational reality is more complicated. As of March 2026, the top U.S. model led its closest Chinese counterpart by only 2.7 percentage points on benchmark performance, and the two nations have traded the lead several times since early 2025. DeepSeek R1 briefly matched the top U.S. model in February 2025. China leads in publication volume, citation counts, patent output, and industrial robot installations. The investment gap is enormous. The capability gap is not. There is no authoritative quote from a single executive or official that captures this moment more cleanly than the data itself. But the structural reality ABC News analyst Bang Xiao identifies is worth restating on its own terms. The Trump's AI dialogue is consequential not because AI is one agenda item among many, but because AI now runs through virtually every other point of contest between the two powers, including security, trade, energy, labor, surveillance, and corporate governance. What this means for institutional capital is that the outcome of a diplomatic summit, an event class not typically modeled in private equity or hedge fund frameworks, has become a first-order input into technology sector positioning. That is a category shift investors have not yet fully priced. The talent drain is the real vulnerability, not the chip gap. Export controls on advanced semiconductors dominate the policy conversation and the earnings calls. The deeper structural risk sits elsewhere. The Stanford 2026 AI Index reports that the number of AI researchers and developers moving to the United States has fallen 89% since 2017, including an 80% decline in the past year alone. Chinese-born and Chinese-trained researchers have been central to building America's AI ecosystem. That pipeline is closing. For private equity investors with positions in frontier AI labs, hyperscalers, or AI infrastructure companies, this is a workforce risk that does not appear on a balance sheet. The compounding effect is straightforward. Fewer incoming researchers means slower model iteration, thinner talent pools for acquis hires, and higher compensation costs for the researchers who remain. The chip controls that Washington has deployed against Beijing buy time on training compute. They do not replace the human capital that built the models in the first place. Our view, the market has not fully priced the talent attrition story into AI company valuations because it is a slow-moving variable. But 89% over 9 years, with 80% of that occurring in a single year, suggests the curve has gone nonlinear. That is the kind of inflection that shows up in earnings 3 to 5 years later, well within a standard private equity hold period. Deployment scale versus frontier performance, the metric that decides the race. The standard frame for the U.S.-China AI race focuses on who builds the most capable frontier model. That frame is increasingly the wrong one. The more consequential competition is over who deploys AI most effectively across the physical economy, and on that dimension China holds structural advantages. China is already embedding AI across electric vehicles, ports, factories, drones, hospitals, power grids, and surveillance systems. The country leads in industrial robot installations. It produces engineers at scale. Its government can direct companies to align with national AI deployment priorities with a speed and coordination that U.S. firms, operating under limited statutory oversight, cannot match. Red Hat's announcement at its Atlanta summit on May 11, 2026, positioning Red Hat AI 3.4 explicitly around large-scale inferencing and agentic AI deployments across hybrid cloud environments, illustrates exactly this dynamic from the U.S. side. Joe Fernandez, Vice President and General Manager of Red Hat AI, stated that inferencing rather than model training will become the dominant enterprise AI workload, and that AI agents will drive exponential inference demand. U.S. enterprise software is building the commercial infrastructure for deployment at scale. The question is whether that infrastructure builds fast enough, and whether the regulatory environment allows it to compound. The DORA 2026 report adds a granular data point: strong engineering foundations drive AI return on investment. Organizations that have invested in software delivery capabilities are realizing measurably higher returns from AI-assisted development. The implication for capital allocators is that AI ROI is not uniform across enterprises. It concentrates in firms with mature engineering cultures, and those firms are unevenly distributed between the two competing economies. AI is a cyber weapon, the risk that reprices everything. The diplomatic and investment conversation about AI tends to center on economic productivity and geopolitical competition. A parallel development that emerged on May 11, 2026 reframes the risk calculus entirely. Google's Threat Intelligence Group released its JITAG AI Threat Tracker report, confirming the first known case of criminal hackers using AI to build a working zero-day exploit. The group documented a criminal actor using AI to develop a Python-based exploit targeting a two-factor authentication bypass in a widely used open-source system administration tool. The threat intelligence analysts assessed with high confidence that an AI model assisted in both the discovery and weaponization of the vulnerability. The exploit was intended for a mass campaign. Implementation errors likely prevented successful deployment. John Hultquist, chief analyst at Google Threat Intelligence Group, stated, "There's a misconception that the AI vulnerability race is imminent. The reality is that it's already begun. For every zero-day we can trace back to AI, there are probably many more out there. Threat actors are using AI to boost the speed, scale, and sophistication of their attacks." The JITAG report also documents state-backed groups in China, North Korea, and Russia using AI across full attack chains. North Korean threat group APT45 has been observed sending thousands of repetitive prompts to recursively analyze vulnerabilities and validate proof-of-concept exploits. A China-linked actor designated UNC2814 used jailbreaking techniques to push AI models into researching pre-authentication remote code execution flaws in router firmware. Critical risk for institutional portfolios, AI-enabled cyberattacks now represent a systematic threat to any enterprise with significant digital infrastructure. The zero-day development cycle, historically measured in weeks or months, compresses under AI assistance. Portfolio companies in sectors with high-value IP, including AI labs themselves, face an attack surface that is growing faster than their defenses. For private equity investors, this creates two distinct implications. First, cybersecurity investment across portfolio companies must be rebudgeted upward, particularly for firms holding AI model weights, training data, or proprietary algorithms. Second, the companies building AI-native security infrastructure are positioned in front of a demand curve that is now structurally permanent rather than cyclical. The governance deficit on both sides creates the largest uncertainty. The summit between Trump and Xi takes place inside a governance vacuum that neither side has shown appetite to fill. In China, Alibaba, Tencent, Huawei, Baidu, and ByteDance operate under explicit political direction from the Chinese Communist Party. That produces deployment efficiency at the cost of creativity and independent innovation. In the United States, frontier AI companies operate with limited statutory oversight while accumulating control over models, cloud systems, talent pipelines, data center capacity, and increasingly the tools governments themselves need. The Naked Capitalism reporting on a $4.8 billion initial public offering from an AI company with reported ties to the Trump family and the UAE illustrates how capital flows and political proximity are already converging in ways that complicate clean regulatory frameworks. Terms of that transaction were not disclosed in full detail, but the scale of the offering during an active geopolitical moment signals that private AI capital is not waiting for diplomatic resolution before making large bets. The question of who governs AI, whether state actors in Beijing or corporate actors in Silicon Valley, is the frame that makes the Trump-Xi meeting more than a trade negotiation. It is a governance contest, and neither side has a functioning model to export. Caption: U.S.-China AI Competitive Metrics and 2026 Threat Intelligence Data Points. Source: figures drawn directly from cited reports. Investment positioning: where capital should move. The binary U.S. versus China framing obscures the more productive question for institutional capital, which assets benefit from the structural dynamics this rivalry is creating, regardless of which side wins. Three categories stand out on current evidence. First, AI-native cybersecurity infrastructure. The Google GDIG confirmation that AI is now an active weapon in the hands of criminal and state-backed actors creates durable demand for detection, response, and model security tooling. This is not a cyclical uplift. It is a permanent shift in the threat environment. Second, AI inference and deployment infrastructure. Red Hat's positioning around Red Hat AI 3.4 and the broader enterprise push from inferencing platforms reflects the transition from AI experimentation to AI production. The DORA report's finding that strong engineering foundations drive AI ROI means the deployment infrastructure layer, not the frontier model layer, is where enterprise value will accrete over the next 3 to 5 years. Third, talent-adjacent assets. The 89% decline in AI researcher inflows to the United States is a structural constraint on frontier model development that will eventually show up as a competitive disadvantage. Companies or institutions that have locked in research talent, or that operate in jurisdictions actively recruiting displaced AI researchers, hold an option that is not yet reflected in valuations. Investment signal: the U.S.-China performance gap on frontier models has closed from a wide lead to 2.7%. If that gap continues to compress, the premium currently embedded in U.S. AI company valuations relative to Chinese peers will face compression pressure. Monitor the next three rounds of benchmark releases as a leading indicator. The Plaquemines view the market is pricing the Trump-Xi meeting as a trade negotiation with AI as a side issue. The correct frame inverts that entirely. AI is the negotiation, and tariffs, rare earths, and chip controls are the instruments through which the AI contest is being fought. The 2.7% performance gap between U.S. and Chinese frontier models is not a comfortable lead. It is a signal that the structural U.S. advantage in frontier AI, built on global talent and deep private capital markets, is no longer self-sustaining. The 80% single-year decline in AI researcher inflows is the number that should concern Washington strategists and Silicon Valley's talent teams equally. For institutional investors, the second-order implication is this: the scenario in which one dominant AI ecosystem sets global standards and captures disproportionate enterprise value, the scenario priced into current U.S. AI company multiples, is becoming less probable with each benchmark cycle. The more likely outcome is a bifurcated global AI stack, with US-aligned and China-aligned infrastructure running in parallel, serving different markets, governed under different rules, and creating duplication costs for every multinational that has to operate in both. That bifurcation is not fully modeled in current private equity deal structures, which tend to assume a single global cloud and AI infrastructure layer. The firms that build bifurcation into their investment thesis now, by positioning in companies capable of operating across both stacks or in the security layer that sits above both, will hold an advantage that compounds as the diplomatic gap between Washington and Beijing remains unresolved. The Google GDIG zero-day disclosure adds a forcing function. AI-enabled cyberattacks are now a confirmed operational reality, not a modeled risk. Every portfolio company's security budget, and every prospective acquisition's cyber diligence process, must be recalibrated accordingly. The Trump-Xi summit cannot resolve all of this in a week. But if it produces even a framework agreement on AI safety communication, military AI use limits, or talent flow normalization, the market reaction in AI infrastructure names will be immediate. Position before the communique. The bottom line: the U.S. still leads in private AI investment by a factor of 23, but the frontier model performance gap has closed to 2.7% and the talent pipeline feeding that lead has collapsed 89% in under a decade. The Trump-Xi meeting in Beijing this week is the only diplomatic forum where the rules governing this competition might begin to take shape. Whether or not it produces a framework, the structural dynamics point to three durable investment themes: AI-native cybersecurity, inference layer infrastructure, and bifurcation-resilient enterprise software. The firms that price a bifurcated AI world into their models today will be the ones writing the case studies 5 years from now.